People dealing with opioid addiction sometimes end up in a hospital emergency room because of an overdose. But treating addiction goes far beyond that, and it's placing a heavy burden on hospitals. Jack Rodolico from Here and Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio has our story.
Catholic Medical Center in Manchester, New Hampshire, is your typical big city hospital. They deliver babies, set broken bones, perform heart surgery. It might be as good a place as any to witness how the opioid crisis can transform healthcare.
We're on the ground floor of the hospital, and we're walking through the radiology department to the back door of the emergency department.
Dr. William Goodman is the chief medical officer here, and he's our tour guide today.
You know, as your doctor, you sit around and you tell sort of like your war stories.
The first person he introduces me to is an ER doctor named Rory Simmons. She's practiced medicine in tough places. She's treated heroin addicts in Ireland and people with HIV in South Africa.
And the worst war stories I can think of from here in New Hampshire are related to opioid addiction, by far. I have never seen anything like this. I cannot overstate it enough. It is overwhelming, out of control. This is a tidal wave. This is the worst of the worst I've ever seen of anything anywhere.
New Hampshire hospitals are seeing more and more people addicted to opioids. In ERs alone last year, there were 6,000 patients statewide, with more than 1,000 being treated right here at Catholic. Most patients are in their 20s and 30s, but there are newborns and the elderly here too. Some overdose in the field, then die in the emergency room. Others have serious infections from injecting heroin with dirty needles. Other times, hospital staff are surprised to learn a patient who's sick is also addicted, says Dr. Goodman.
So we'll have someone who has a bowel problem or a heart problem or their diabetes is out of control and they're addicted to an opioid.
As I'm talking with Dr. Simmons, I notice a sign on the wall behind her. In so many words, it warns opioid addicts they shouldn't try to trick doctors into prescribing them narcotics.
When somebody comes in and says, I have lower back pain, your first inside gut reaction is, I'm not giving you painkiller. It's not...
You sort of start from a place of mistrust.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Next, Dr. Goodman, my guide, takes me upstairs to the intensive care unit. About 40% of opioid addicts who come to the ER here are sick enough to be admitted to the hospital, and a lot wind up in intensive care. Some survive overdoses, but are brain dead. Others are wheeled here to recover from surgeries for infections caused by their drug use. Tracy Fahey has been a nurse at Catholic for 22 years. Fahey says that mistrust of patients addicted to opioids has made her quicker to call security.
So I think we put up our guard a little bit. And then we also can have the family members, friends, so-called friends, also searched so that it's the safety of the nurse.
Think about that. Searching the friends and families of patients. Treating addiction in a hospital just seems to erode trust between doctors and nurses and their patients. One wing of the hospital that has a lot of success with patients addicted to opioids is the special care nursery. That's where I'm introduced to Dr. William Edwards, a neonatologist.
My role is generally taking care of babies with problems.
Edwards says for years, babies born addicted were treated in critical care units, which are these overstimulating environments.
It's taken quite a while for us to actually figure out that that's probably the worst place to manage withdrawal symptoms.
Now, Catholic treats these babies in rooms like the one we're standing in. One bed for mom, one for baby. It's warm and quiet. Once they're here, some babies get morphine to wean off their addiction, but a lot do better without the morphine. Instead, they get a sort of cuddling protocol.
Being held skin to skin, being talked to, sung to, fed. It's pretty simple.
Here's what's not simple about treating all these patients. A hospital can fix the infection or get you through detox. It can't help patients navigate their addiction after they're discharged, which is why so many patients come back again and again. And that's forced another big change at Catholic. Hospital staff are working with first responders and treatment centers throughout the city to create a safety net. Dr. Goodman says the goal is to make the hospital a step along the path of addiction treatment, not a revolving door for people who can't get healthy.
Never did I dream that in my quest to reduce disease and suffering, Would I be on the first name basis with the chief of police, the attorney general, the mayor? But this problem is so complex, you can't just treat it from in the hospital because you're downstream and it's too late.
Goodman says he'll know the state has turned the tide when fewer opioid addicts are coming through the door and when the ones that do come through can continue healing when they leave. For Here and Now, I'm Jack Rodolico, reporting from Manchester, New Hampshire.